Good morning. My guest this morning is Jessica Ruskin from the Charles M. Schultz Museum and Research Center. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Well, we are going to be talking about Museum Mondays for Little Ones. This is really a great idea. All the Mondays, almost all the Mondays, the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th of January, 10 to noon, Museum Mondays for Kids. So how does it work?
So we have a morning Monday program from 10 a.m. to noon, and it is every Monday we're open through the end of February. So the only Monday we're missing is that January 1st holiday.
Right, right.
And it's just a drop-in program. So, and you don't have to reserve. You don't have to plan in advance. You can wake up and decide to go. And kids, we don't charge for parents. So it's a free program for parents if they're here before 11. And it's just $5 for kids. So we want to keep it really economical for families. And it is aimed, since it's on Mondays, it's aimed at kids who aren't quite in school yet. So really
maybe
that 3 to 6-year-old age.
Okay.
We have stories, we have crafts, we have games, movement activities. And it's just what we really hope is a way to make the museum feel like home and a place that anyone can go with their child and create some ownership of this space, kind of open it up to them, because the museum is really not toddler friendly most of the time. So Mondays between 10 a.m. to noon, we want it to be a toddler friendly place where you can just wake up and come. We have been trying to get the word out to any families who are displaced by any of the fires that have occurred in California, because we want to offer them free admission to our Museum Mondays here through the end of the season.
Have you done this before at the museum?
We have. So I actually started this program when my daughter was born almost 11 years ago. So
wow.
We've been doing it for almost 11 years.
Uh-huh. Did she enjoy it every year?
She did. Both my children came with me until they went off to elementary school. And they did enjoy it. And as a parent at that time with toddlers, it seemed to really meet a need in the community for something you could wake up and not have to plan in advance and get out of the house and do for a very low cost. We have not raised the fee in 11 years.
Wow. Did you get people coming every year?
We do. We always have people. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we have a very small crowd and we have under 20 kids, and that is kind of nice and intimate. And sometimes on holiday Mondays, you know, we can get 60 to 80 kids.
Wow,
or 100
I'm amazed.
Kids, so it's a little busier.
Uh-huh.
But absolutely, we have never not had someone come. and the mellow days are honestly really nice for the families who are here, because there's kind of low pressure, it's kind of quiet, they can take their time. And we always have a variety of activities. We try to do arts, we try to do gross motor movement, we try to do fine motor movement, and hit a lot of those key areas for that age group.
What activities have over the years been the ones that the kids seem to like most?
I think they really like the sensory and sort of open-ended science-based activities. So finger painting is always really popular, kind of making Play-Doh and slime, squishy things, you know, and messy. We within reason, we try to offer something messy that you didn't necessarily want to do at your house, but
right.
Come here and do. We do try to do outdoor things like bubbles and water play. Again, I think for little kids, the things they can really dip their hands into and discover or see something different or fun or new. So
oh,
just
that's
yesterday
great.
We did, we made slime, and who doesn't love slime at any age?
Really? I could use some myself right now. It would help me a lot.
Right, exactly.
Let's tell people that that the way to contact the museum is at 579-4452 or schultzmuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.